You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Miami Zoo was the target of local outrage after footage emerged of Paora, a kiwi at the zoo, being handled by guests under bright lighting as part of a visitor encounter. I spoke to University of Auckland Professor of Conservation Biology James Russell, who has advised on projects like Predator Free New Zealand, on the correct and incorrect treatment of kiwi in captivity, starting by asking how bad these conditions in Miami Zoo were. For Paora.
The conditions looked quite strange for what we'd normally expect for kiwi. If we all remember, many of us in Auckland will have visited the kiwi enclosures over many generations at Auckland Zoo, and we see that the kiwis are kept in a nocturnal exhibit where you have to frown through the dim light to see the kiwi, and they're not put on display for people to come out and pet. And this is true of all of the kiwi enclosures around New Zealand where you can visit them. So the conditions that they were being observed at Miami Zoo for the exposure event was really quite strange.
Kiwi are a primarily nocturnal animal. What kind of impact would being taken out under like fluorescent lights and being handled by people, being exposed to kind of loud noises, what kind of impact could this have on the animal?
In the short term, it would be really disorientating for them. It would be much like someone coming into your bedroom at 3 a.m. in the morning and waking you up with some rousing excitement and dragging you out to a large party with a whole bunch of people that you didn't know. We all have ability to adapt to kind of short-term stress like that, but if it happens repeatedly, it builds up chronic stress levels, and that can have long-term effects on our health. So if something like that is happening repeatedly, that will have long-term effects on body condition and your health and your reproductive ability and eventually your lifespan.
Where has captivity for kiwi been done well?
So throughout New Zealand, we have best practice manuals managed by the Department of Conservation for how kiwi should be held in captivity and handled in the wild and things like that. And as long as our kind of zoo exhibit enclosures keep up to speed with those, then it's totally okay for them to have kiwi. And so we have them held at Auckland Zoo, and the Otorohanga Kiwi House in the Central North Island are great examples of where kiwi are managed really well, following that best practice and what's best for their health, which is fundamentally what's most important. And at the same time, those programs feed back into national conservation programs, so things such as Operation Nest Egg, where young kiwi in the wild that are vulnerable to predation by stoats are taken into captivity and raised at the zoo, and then when they're old enough, they're taken back out. But all of these, we have this kind of movement from ex situ, which is out-of-place conservation in the zoos, to in situ, which is where we then take those kiwi back out into the wild to benefit the conservation of the population overall.
When kiwis are taken overseas, who's in charge of kind of regulating or making sure they're in the right habitat?
So that's a really good question, because these are native species to New Zealand and they're precious taonga to us, and we have examples of species like not just the kiwi but also kia, which are held overseas. And once that's outside our national jurisdiction, we don't actually have any direct national say, so we have to kind of rely on intergovernmental or international just pleasantries and negotiations to agree that there's a best standard that should be accepted here. And so in this case, we didn't have a direct say, but it was really just quite an obvious case where the zoo realised that what they were doing was inappropriate once they were brought up to speed with what best practice for kiwi is, and they rapidly apologised. So kudos to them for that, and I think it's been negotiated to a really good outcome, because it's a great opportunity that people overseas can see some of our native taonga without having to take a carbon-heavy flight all the way to New Zealand to see them. So it's costs and benefits, and that's ultimately what has to be weighed up all the time when we look at these zoo enclosure types of exhibitions.
That was Professor James Russell on the treatment of kiwi in captivity.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.